Isaiah chapter 36. Now in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, Sennacherib king of Assyria came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and seized them. The king of Assyria sent his herald from Lachish to Jerusalem to King Hezekiah. A large army was with him. He stood by the water channel from the upper pool on the road to the launderer's field. Then Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, who was the palace administrator, Shebna, who was the secretary, and Joah, son of Asaph, who was the recorder, came out to meet him. The herald told them this, "Tell Hezekiah, this is what the great king, the king of Assyria, says. What makes you so confident? Your wisdom and military strength are based on empty promises. Who do you trust, so that you now have rebelled against me? Tell me, are you really trusting in Egypt to be your staff, that splintered reed that will pierce the hand of anyone who leans on it? That is what happens to anyone who relies on Pharaoh, king of Egypt. If you say to me that you trust in the Lord your God, isn't he the one whose high places and altars Hezekiah removed? Didn't Hezekiah tell Judah and Jerusalem to worship at this altar? Now then, make a bargain with my master, the king of Assyria. I will give you 2,000 horses if you can find enough riders for them. How can you resist even one officer from among the least of my lord's servants? How can you put your trust in Egypt for chariots and charioteers? What's more, have I attacked this land to destroy it without the Lord's orders? The Lord is the one who said to me, 'Go up against this land and destroy it.'" Then Eliakim, Shebna, and Joah said to the herald, "Please speak to your servants in Aramaic, because we understand it. Do not speak to us in Hebrew, because there are people on the city wall who are listening." But the herald replied, "Has my lord sent me only to you and to your lord to speak these words, and not to the men who are sitting on the wall, who will eat their own excrement and drink their own urine with you?" Then the herald stood up and called out in a loud voice in Hebrew. He said, "Listen to the words of the great king, the king of Assyria. This is what the king says. Do not let Hezekiah deceive you. He will not be able to deliver you. Do not let Hezekiah persuade you to trust in the Lord when he says that the Lord will save you and that this city will not be handed over to the king of Assyria. Do not listen to Hezekiah, for this is what the king of Assyria says. Make a peace treaty with me and surrender to me. Each one of you will eat from his own vine, from his own fig tree, and each one of you will drink water from his own cistern, until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land with grain and sweet wine, a land with bread and vineyards. Do not let Hezekiah make you think that the Lord will deliver you. Have any of the gods of the nations kept them from being handed over to the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Where are the gods of Sephavaim? Have they rescued Samaria from my hand? Which of the gods of these countries have delivered their country from my hand? Will the Lord really deliver Jerusalem from my hand?" But the officials remained silent, saying nothing in reply, because the king had commanded, "Do not answer him." Then Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, who was the palace administrator, Shebna, who was the secretary, and Joah, son of Asaph, who was the recorder, went to Hezekiah with their clothing torn and told him everything the herald had said. Chapter 37. When King Hezekiah heard the report, he tore his clothes, put on sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord. He sent Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, who was the palace administrator, Shebna the secretary, and the senior priests, who were wearing sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz. They told him what Hezekiah said, "This is a day of distress, rebuke, and humiliation, because children are about to be born, but there is no strength left to give birth. Perhaps the Lord your God will take note of the words of this herald, who was sent by his lord, the king of Assyria, in defiance of the living God. And perhaps the Lord your God will rebuke him for what he has heard. So please pray for the small group that is left here." when the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, he said to them, "Tell your master that this is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid of what you have heard. The lackeys of the king of Assyria have blasphemed against me. Watch, I will put a spirit in him so that when he hears certain news, he will return to his own land. There I will cause him to be killed." Then the herald went back. He heard that the king of Assyria had already left Lachish and was fighting against Libna. When Sennacherib heard that Tirhakah, king of Cush, had set out to fight against him, he sent messengers to Hezekiah to say this to Hezekiah, king of Judah: "Do not let the God you trust deceive you, saying that Jerusalem will not be handed over to the king of Assyria. Listen, you yourself have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all the other lands, destroying them completely. And you expect to be saved? Did the gods of the nations whom my fathers destroyed save them? Gozan, Haran, Rezeph, and the people of Eden, who were in Tel Assar? Where is the king of Hamath, and the king of Arpad, and the kings of the cities of Sepharvaim, Hena, and Iva?" Hezekiah took the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. He went up to the house of the Lord and placed it there before the Lord. Then he prayed to the Lord. O Lord of armies, God of Israel, seated above the cherubim, you alone are God of all the kingdoms of the earth. You made the heavens and the earth. Turn your ear toward me, Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, Lord, and see. Listen to all of the words of Sennacherib, who has defied the living God. It is true, Lord, that the kings of Assyria have destroyed all these lands and their territory. They have thrown their gods into the fire, for they were not gods at all, but the work of human hands, wood and stone. So they have destroyed them. Now, Lord, our God, save us from his power, and let all the kingdoms of the earth know that you are the Lord, and you alone. Then Isaiah, son of Amoz, sent word to Hezekiah. The Lord, the God of Israel, says that because you have prayed to him about Sennacherib, king of Assyria, the Lord sends you this reply about him. The virgin daughter of Zion despises you and jeers at you. The daughter of Jerusalem shakes her head at you in scorn. Who is it whom you have mocked and blasphemed? Against whom have you raised your voice and lifted up your proud eyes? It is against the Holy One of Israel. You have used your servants to mock the Lord. You have boasted, "I have driven my many chariots up the high mountains to the most remote parts of Lebanon. I cut down its tallest cedars and its best fir trees. I have reached its highest peak, its most lush forest. I dug wells and drank their water, and I dried up all the rivers of Egypt with the soles of my feet. Have you not heard? I did all this long ago. I formed all this in ancient times. Now I caused it all to take place. I enabled you to destroy fortified cities, reducing them to heaps of ruins. Their inhabitants were powerless. Overwhelmed and ashamed, they were like plants in the field, like fresh green grass, like grass on a housetop, and like a field before it has grown. But I know when you stand and when you sit, when you go out and when you come in, and how you rage wildly against me. Because you rage against me, and because your arrogance has reached my ears, I will put my hook in your nose and my bit in your mouth, and I will make you go back by the same way that you came. This will be a sign for you. This year you will eat what grows by itself. Next year you will eat what springs up from that. But in the third year, you will sow crops and harvest them. You will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. The surviving remnant of the house of Judah will again put down roots below and bear fruit above. For from Jerusalem a remnant will go out, and survivors from Mount Zion. The zeal of the Lord of armies will accomplish this. This is what the Lord says about the king of Assyria. He will not enter this city. He will not shoot an arrow there. He will not advance against it with a shield, and he will not build a siege ramp against it. He will go back the same route that he came, and he will not enter this city, declares the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for the sake of my servant David. Then an angel of the Lord went and struck down 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp. Early in the morning, there they were, all the dead bodies. Then Sennacherib, king of Assyria, broke camp and left. He returned to Nineveh and remained there. One day, when Sennacherib was worshiping in the house of his god Nisroch, his sons, Adramelech and Sharezer, struck him down with the sword. They fled to the land of Ararat, and his son, Esarhaddon, became king in his place.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.